going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! Ha ha! Let's go, New York! I said, go, New York! Go, New York! Go! I told you it was gonna be a movie. Two movies. In the greatest city in the world tonight. Man, what a time to be alive. 888-808-1019. That was so much fun. I'm still having fun. I could still be out in the streets. I could be out in the boogie down on River Ave. A lot of people went down to Madison Square Garden or outside. It's mobbed. The biggest crowd that you've seen out there for the watch party. This is what you wanted. Knicks in six. Props to positive Tommy. Tommy Lugauer calling his shot. How quickly Tommy left Yankee Stadium, smart of him. How quickly Mets fans and Yankee Stadium turned into Knicks fans, and it was harmonious. It was a celebration. Every celebrity was in Madison Square Garden tonight. You knew that was an ass-whooping coming. You had to know. You had to know. I know some of you called yesterday with panic. Some of you called, and you're just so quick to quit on this team. No quit in New York, like the Rangers say. I knew they weren't going to quit. I knew after the way that that Game 5 went in Boston that these guys were going to be so locked in, so dialed in, and of course they were. If you're a Knicks fan, you got to be proud. They do it at home. You never get that. You never see that. Some of you young Knicks fans, this is your moment. This is the once-in-a-lifetime Knicks fan moment for the younger generation. They snap a 5-game losing streak in series clinchers. The first time since 99 that they do it in the middle of Manhattan. First time going back to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. Party like it's 1999. Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Where were you after Y2K? 888-808-1019. What a night, man. Can I first start off and give props to Josh Hart? I know he didn't lead them in scoring, but the image of him being bloodied, the image or video of him having his family jewels grabbed in the last game, he shows up and puts together a triple-double in a closeout game. Josh Hart of the city. That guy's real. And then obviously, as quick as some fans were to jump on OG Anunoby for not having the performance in the Game 5 that you would want. He's one of the highest paid players. Like, come on. OG was ready tonight. 23 points, 4 threes, knocking down all his free throws, give you 9 rebounds. How about Jalen Brunson? Obviously, the captain. 23 points out of him. Another guy hit all of his free throws. Couple threes. I mean, this game was never in doubt. Mikal Bridges, a solid night for him, a plus 25, 22 points. two blocks, a steal, three assists, four rebounds. I mean, they filled up the stat sheet and called the dogs off. Emptied the bench on them. Deuce McBride with 10 points, a plus 20 off the bench, giving you 32 minutes. Man, the Celtics are cooked. Can I talk about Boston for a minute? 888-808-1019. If any of you Bostonians want to chime in tonight, I doubt it. I bet you're going night-night. I bet you there's nobody on Boston radio on a Friday night that wants to work that shift. You're done. That's wraps. Chris Stapps, you're done. You're down. Jaylen Brown, blow the team up. Al Horford, retired. Luke Kornet, that was cute what you did in game five, but the 5 points tonight, that's not enough. Not enough. 888-808-1019. Congrats to the New York Knicks and their fans. Stay down until you come up. It is your time. You're going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. You get a rematch against the Pacers, who you got unfinished business with them from last year. I'm going to the phones. It's not about me talking and ranting. I got to hear from you guys.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
But first,
we are the New York Knicks.
Man, open
we
your sunroof.
We are the New York Knicks. Hey, go New York.
Roll the windows down.
Say go New York, go New York.
Let them hear you.
Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
Here comes a Knicks rally, a great finale. Another three, another dunk for finale. You it's our troops, man, they don't miss. We are New York. We are New York.
Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York.
Okay, let's get anybody else in here to talk that's a Knicks fan. We're going to get to the Subway Series and the Yankees, but this is historic. This is playoffs. The Knicks are moving on. Tom is in Pleasantville on the fan. What's up, Tom?
Keith, how you doing, bro? Long-time listener, first-time caller, bro. Dude, I started watching the Knicks when it was Nate Robinson, David Lee. Was in the trenches like everybody my age. I'm 24. And even when they got rid of Gallinari, all those dudes they brought in Melo, couldn't crack the code. Dude, I couldn't be happier, bro. Like, Midtown is crazy right now. I'm heading back north. I just got one question. How far do you think the Knicks are going to go afterwards?
I'm not underestimating them anymore. I underestimated them all the regular season. I thought this team, it was too early for them. I thought they didn't have the chemistry. They couldn't beat elite teams. The regular season doesn't matter. They got a chip on their shoulder. They can beat the Pacers, and then we'll see who comes out of the West. So like, you know, one game at a time. They do take it one game at a time, too. Like, I'm not going to put a ceiling on them. Like, this is great. Like, to see Yankee fans and Mets fans in the stadium jumping up and down, to see Yankee fans and Mets fans looking at the screens in the Ford Club, looking at anywhere they could find a screen, people, you know, in the handicap areas with their phones up talking. Like, it's rare, man. I've never experienced this, so... You love to see it, and there's more. There's more. I'm going to Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to get in there one way because this never happens.
No, it's awesome, but who would you want to play if you could play anybody? The Timberwolves or you think the Thunder?
Nuggets? Oh, for the storyline, the Timberwolves. I mean, there's obviously a storyline with iHeart and OKC, but, man, the storyline with the Timberwolves, Julius Randle, Alex Rodriguez. I just think it would be great if that happened. Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. I know everybody is drinking. I know everybody is celebrating. But this is a children's program. I'll be on till 2 a.m. Let's just keep it clean so I can keep you on. We don't got to dump the calls. We can keep it rolling. Let's live in this tonight. You're going to remember this night for a long time. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan. Did you cash that bet, Moose?
You know I did. It wasn't just you. I hit on people. There was like, yo, first things first was good. Shout out to the Knicks. They good money made, like Kanye said. Can't tell me nothing. Everybody, they mother, they father, they brother, they sister. Celtics in five. I almost agreed. I put my neck out on the line. I put $100. Made $500. And it's not about me. It's about New York. So congrats to them. Incredible ball movement. White on rice defense. They were not going down without getting arrested. That amount of fight, like, you got to give them props.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at halftime, it was what, like 67-34, and the conversation in Yankee Stadium, people were ready to leave Yankee Stadium. The conversation is, yo, no way they're gonna close this out, right? No way are they not gonna finish this. And yeah, it was a different energy, and that's what I was saying after Game 5. Okay, the Celtics, they got one. It was 64-37. They got one. But can they muster up that energy again? Can they travel back up here and force a Game 7? No, it's going to be too much. They had everybody in there from Busta Rhymes. I saw Ice Spice and Sauce Gardner. Like, they had everybody out tonight, and the energy
and
in New York
thing,
was too
Keith,
much
and
for
I'll
Boston.
Leave you. One thing, and I'll leave you, Keith. In the same exact thing happened in Game 5 that happened in Game 6, the Knicks went up by 9. But guess what happened? The Garden crowd said, "Nah, we're cheering you going up by 9. The Boston crowd got on the Celtics like, "You can't go down this way." But the Garden's like, "Nah, we taking this and we going to the Eastern Conference Finals." Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
It was a party in there. Thanks for the call, Moose. I think the Celtics tied it up. It was like 16-16. Like, there was a little bit of early jitters in the first quarter, some fouls, some turnovers, some missed shots, which is natural. Like, you're on the precipice of doing something that hasn't been done in 2.5 decades. And, man, it was a party in there. I was in Yankee Stadium listening and watching on my phone. Shout out to Mitchell and Fort Lee. I ended up coming around. Shout out to my boy, Mike Lugie. I put two and two together tonight. I have a friend, last name Lugie. Obviously, you know, talk of the town is going to be Lugie. With his prediction, positive Tommy. I ran into Sal, I ran into Hoff. Hoff will be on after me tonight. And, you know, Mitchell and Fort Lee's like, come down to my seats. And I'm down there right behind right field watching on my phone, listening to the game. And, yeah, it's a party, man. It's a celebration. New York City, we up. Subway Series, ridiculous. 47,000 plus. MSG on fire. You can hear them from the Rough Riders anthem in there. What else? You know, you guys know. It is a crazy night, and we're going to keep it going. Mike is in Linden, New Jersey. Not from Boston, but a Boston fan. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? First-time caller. I listen to your show every night. It helps me get through with this Uber job. But, so the Knicks, they definitely got the win tonight, but they're not going to win the chip. They're not going to get past Indiana, and all this celebration is all going to come to an end.
Thanks for listening to the show, Mike. Thanks for chiming in, Mike. But, like, we're not doing that. You're not about to tell us what we about to do. What you not about to do is anything else. Enjoy your chip from last year. You live in Jersey, you're a Celtics fan, bro. Just go to bed. Appreciate it, bro. Or drive safely, rather. You said you were driving, doing Lyft Uber. Tonight is a celebration. Let's go to Bayonne and talk to Lewis on the fan. Lewis, tell us something better than the last call.
Yo, Keith, what's up, bro? Long-time fan. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll tell you four things real quick. Paolo Prigioni, Andre Bargnani, Ron Harper, Eddie House. Bro, these are the dudes I rooted for years.
I've been
a Knicks fan. I was born 91. Feel me?
I know, like, it.
What we should be doing today is just celebrate, having a good time. We'll take Indiana game at a time. Don't go crazy with anything, but come on, bro. Look at who I just told you we rooted for. And shout out to the Victory Creatures. You already know.
Yeah, I was out there with them. Thanks for the call. I'll say this, man. Yeah, call up tonight and throw out all the names of the different Knicks that this is for. This is for Klee Anthony Early. This is for Frank Nicolatina. I've already heard David Lee. He said Eddie House. This is for J.R. Smith and them. We've heard Carmelo. Like, think of all the years of those Knicks teams that y'all rolled for that you knew weren't going to get it done, weren't going to get there. You're there now. Don't let anybody tell you what you're not going to do, what's not going to happen, because the entire world told us Celtics in five if they don't sweep them. 888-808-1019. Leanne is in Yonkers on the fan. You got it.
Hey there, Keith. This is such an exciting night.
Happy birthday. What a perfect time to have a birthday. Taurus season.
Oh, yeah, it is, Keith. And I'm such a big fan of yours. You've done such an amazing job. Really, it's amazing. And the fact that the Yankees beat out the Mets. We always know that this is a Yankees town, but the fact that the Knicks are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals, what a time to be alive in New York. There is no better feeling right now. I grew up in an era with David Lee, Nate Robinson. How about Landry Fields? Let's talk about that. This is the Knicks team that we've been waiting for so long. Everyone in New York should stand up, and there's no reason why we can't make it to the finals. We can beat Indiana. There's no way. We got it.
Great call, Leanne. Thank you for the compliments. Enjoy your birthday. And yeah, you know, Yankee Stadium was amazing. I'll say this about the game. Of course, it's just a regular season game, but you only get Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium as a Met one time. And that went fantastic tonight. Leanne shouted out the Bleacher Creatures. Man, I love y'all on 203. Like, there's nothing like it in sports. There's nothing like it in baseball. I don't care. People can talk about their fan bases. Like, to see the Creatures all turn around and turn their backs, I was in it. But then when I checked my phone and I could see the TV and the social media, like, that was so well executed. If you were listening to the post game, you heard all through the stadium, not just the bleachers, the "we got Grisham, we won Grisham." There were so many different Juan Soto chants and things thrown at Juan Soto. And yeah, 2 days of rest for Juan. What'd he go, 0-for? And, you know, he worked his walks. Those are some expensive walks. Those are expensive walks for Tyler McGill as well. We'll get to it, but I want to stick with the Knicks energy, yo. Shout out to Lance Thomas. Tyler out on Long Island on the Fan. Tyler, you got it. Go for it. They're partying in the streets.
Get rid of Porzingis right now.
Oh.
Knicks.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Porzingis, yeah, Porzingis is wrapped.
So first of all, I want to talk about Yankees and, it's Yankees next weekend. But also the Knicks. How about the Knicks? Granted, I know it's a long time. We got Pacers beat it last year. No, yeah.
All right, you got to do better than that. The phone lines are jammed. You got to do better than that, fellas. I know you guys got conversations in the back. Again, I know people had a few brouhahas. It's a celebration. It's a party. But let's keep it rolling. I could do all the talking, but I want to hear from you. So, you know, like Leanne just called. And some of the other, like, hit me with something. A lot of people listening. Brett is in the Upper West Side on the Fan next. What's up, Brett?
What's up, Keith? How's it going?
Great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I was outside MSG celebrating for a bit, now back home, and just want to talk about how the chemistry looked off the charts today. When Pat is on, you just see him click with Brunson, then you see OG clicking too, and I just feel like this team is unstoppable. What are your thoughts on just the chemistry?
Yeah, as I was watching in there, I'm like, okay, last game you saw the Celtics adjust without Tatum, and they passed the rock. Tonight you saw 25 assists from the Knicks, and whoever's open, shoot it. If you got a contested shot, give it up. They were all over the place. And yeah, their chemistry was there. They all hit their free throws, and they were all bought in because they weren't going back to Boston. They knew there was one job and one job to do only, and they did that job from start to finish. This was their first game, maybe of the entire series, definitely this entire series, playing the full 48 minutes and being dominant and being in control. And you love to see it because it bodes well for the next series where people are going to talk about the depth of the Pacers and how they run the floor and how many guys they have. So what, man? These guys have heart. And we talked about their chemistry all year about how quickly would they come together because Mikal Bridges just got with these guys. Okay, he's obviously played college ball with Hart and with Brunson. Okay, Karl Anthony Towns coming in late. Man, they have built their chemistry through these playoffs. The Pistons was a tough series. The Celtics was a tough series completely uphill that nobody thought they could do. That's what strengthens their bond. That's what brings the camaraderie and brings them together. It is literally New York versus everybody, and those guys embody it.
Yeah, I agree. You have the three from college plus Cat on and OG. Like, that starting lineup, no one could stop them right now in the league.
Hey, you got to believe. Thanks for the call, Brett. 888-808-1019. Belief is needed. I've been saying that a lot. And when you're a fan, you're supposed to be fanatical, irrational. You're supposed to believe. Moose in Jamaica put $500 on the Knicks to win the series. When people probably told him, what? Why would you do that? Every show you watch, you listen to the radio, every podcast. Ah, yeah, it's probably, you know, Knicks can't win this one. Probably Celtics in five. Knicks, no way. The Celtics, they don't match up well against the Celtics. They can't guard the three. The Celtics shoot the three. The Celtics are the defending champ. This is why we bet on this stuff. This is why we talk about it nonstop and have all these shows. This is why we pay so much money to go see, because nobody knows. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. We'll keep taking your calls on the Knicks, and I'll slowly sprinkle in more things about how, you know, the guys that the Yankees pivoted to after Juan Soto chose the Mets, they shined tonight. It worked out for both sides. You could call it a silver line. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But we don't need you. It was a glorious night in the Bronx. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Welcome.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by me, Keith McPherson, and WFAN Bright Lights Big City. We got a bunch of big shots. Man, we're pouring up shots for the whole city tonight. Everybody, get your cups. Pour up. It's a celebration. But we'll start with the Yankees. I do have to pour up one for Paul Goldschmidt. And as I'm watching Goldie with the over-the-shoulder catch, I'm watching Goldie Knox, and I'm thinking about, man, this is what this guy wants at 37. He wanted to be a Yankee. And there is a reality where maybe he doesn't get that chance, because if the Yankees did sign Juan Soto, they would have probably said, okay, we have Ben Rice, maybe they trade for Belly, and then they have DJ. We have enough at first base. But instead, Paul Goldschmidt, he's not washed. He's a Yankee, and he shined tonight. I mean, I got to give props to Belly as well, and Carlos Rodon, and Devin Williams. We're going to talk about it. As far as the Knicks go, I already said Josh Hart of the city, just based off of the last game and him being bloodied, him having his junk grabbed, and he comes out there with a triple-double in the closeout game. I remember last night telling you guys, hey, you know, whoever has the best game or a big night, they all did. But I'm like, that's going to be remembered forever. That's going to be played back forever. So you give props to OG Anunoby. You give props to Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, all of them. Tom Thibodeau is not going anywhere. Tom Thibodeau, big shot of the night. 888-808-1019. I'll sprinkle in my, you know, take and thought with the Yankees and this Juan Soto return. I'm over the Juan Soto stuff. I leaned into it completely. It is WWE. He is the heel. He is the villain. He might not be a villain to you, but in this scene, in this movie tonight, he was the focal point. He was the main thing. Everybody was waiting to see this. I bet on him to homer. I bet on him to homer first. I bet on him to have two homers. I have probably wasted $500 this year betting on Juan Soto to be the Juan Soto from last year. Juan Soto had 2 days off to mentally prepare for this, and he comes in there and whatever. He's a walk merchant. It's not so much about him. But what it was about is like, man, the universe never unconnects. Let's talk about a guy like Devin Williams. Maybe we don't have Devin Williams. Maybe they don't make the move to get Devin Williams and they stick with Luke Weaver because they got to pay Juan Soto $48 million or whatever it was. Devin Williams is another one that I heard all this stuff about. Oh, Pete Alonso is his daddy. Pete Alonso broke him. Okay. So what do they do tonight? They have him face Pete Alonso, strike his ass out, and strike out the side. And everybody be quiet. Everybody chill. The airbender is hey, improvement noted. 888-808-1019. And again, when you look at Goldie and Belly, that's who they told us in the aggregate, right? In the aggregate, they told us that would be how we replace Juan Soto. No, it's not. Trent Grisham, Ben Rice, all these guys. Judge just being a little bit better. How about Judgy too, right? That's who I thought it was originally going to be. Not we got Grisham. It's like we have Judge. You know, Judge continues to be all world with a couple knocks tonight. But yeah, the theme for me is that in this first Juan Soto return to Yankee Stadium in the Subway Series, Juan Soto could have killed the Yankees tonight, right? And then what would the story have been? Oh, they should have kept him, and like this is going to go on for... Nah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instead, Paul Goldschmidt, who might not have been a Yankee if Juan Soto was right now, Cody Bellinger, who might not have been a Yankee if Juan Soto was, and Devin Williams. I remember in the offseason, I said, hey, they pivoted and put together a National League All-Star team. Obviously, Max Fried as well, and we'll see him Sunday. And how poetic will all of this be if it's a rubber match or a sweep and Max Fried on the mound? 888-808-1019. You can't script this stuff, man. You can't make this stuff up. It's great. Mark is in Jersey on the Fan. Mark, you ready to rock? Marky Mark.
Yes, that's me. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
You got it.
I love that you hung up on this guy that told us what the Knicks can't do. Tonight is not the night to tell us what the Knicks can't do.
Yeah, he can go write that on Twitter or something. Write that on Twitter. Go talking to Boston Spaces.
Exactly. I'm 42 years old. I've been a fan since I can remember. It's been 26 years since we closed out a series at home. I couldn't be more fired up. I love your energy. I know you're a Nets fan, but I love your energy with the Knicks. And I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for hanging up on that, man. And let's go Knicks. Let's go Knicks.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah, it ain't about me. It ain't about my fandom. It's about this city. It's about the fans in this city. It's about the towns being lit up. It's about people that are smiling in a way they haven't smiled in a long time, man. This is for Jamal Crawford. You know what I'm saying? This is for Eddie Curry. I'm about to keep dropping random Knicks players' names. Did you say that on air? Did you say that in my... Connor goes in my ear. He goes, Ron Baker. John is in Masbeth on the Fan. What's up, John?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Fantastic. What a game tonight. The environment at Yankee Stadium was just like unreal.
Yeah, This is the beginning of the end for the Mets, man. This is the beginning of the little downfall.
Hey, it's just back-to-back losses. The offense sputtering a little bit.
Let me explain. Last 20 games, Mets are just 10-10. Phillies are right behind them now, 1.5 back. Phillies won 13 of the last 18. Braves are 23-13 in their last 36 after they started 0-9. They got Strider and Acuna coming back. McGill's the first piece of that rotation to fall apart. Kranich's the first piece of that bullpen to fall apart. His pitching lab is nothing but a fraud. Pete Alonso's hot start was nothing but a fraud. He's hitting like 135 now in his last 10 games. Struck out in half his at-bats in his last 10 games.
John, what if they come out and they smack Clark Schmidt tomorrow? I'm going to the game.
I don't care because we'll just smack him on Sunday. Good. They can take 1 out of 3 and, you know, hold that little moral victory and not getting swept. But you know what, though? I called this in the beginning of the year. The Mets are not making the playoffs. They're going to finish third in the division, and they're going to be sitting at home watching the Yankees all postseason long.
Thanks for the call, John. You know, John is a Yankee fan that has been, you know, very hard-pressed on Juan Soto. And I know he leans into it, too. And I know there are Mets fans that think we're obsessed with Juan Soto. We're obsessed with baseball, specifically Yankees baseball. And, you know, a lot of the thoughts that I had about Juan Soto, like, I think he's a great player. Did I love him as a Yankee? Yeah. But my Yankee fandom and loyalty, I just don't think there's a better place to be than Yankee Stadium playing for the Yankees. I couldn't imagine, like, all of these players my entire life talk about putting the pinstripes on. All of these players my entire life talking about Yankee Stadium and the crowd and the chance to be a Yankee. So I'm sorry. Excuse me if I just look at Juan Soto like, bro, you're bugging out. The Yankees offered you the more money than they offered anyone ever. And I understand it was a higher offer up the street. But good for you. Understand that, like, we don't rock with you, bro. We take that as disrespect. I said Juan Soto was boo-proof. I never seen it, bro. I've been to hundreds of Yankees games. I told y'all they booed Hal Steinbrenner when I was in there. Derek Jeter night. I know some of y'all were in there, too. If they can boo Hal and they can boo Aaron Judge, he's the only guy that was immune to booing because Yankee fans wanted him to be a forever Yankee. $760 million is enough. But what do I know? And it's for all the people that say, oh, it was only $5 million more. No, it wasn't. It was a lot more. But good, man. Just understand, like, this is what comes with it. You specifically stayed in New York to be a Met. These Yankee fans are insane. The amount of Juan Soto jerseys that had something else written on the back, the amount of F. Juan Soto shirts and chants, the amount of theatrics that came out of the bleachers, a lot of creativity, a lot of funny stuff. It created the best environment in this Major League Baseball season across the country. 888-808-1019. It is already midnight. If you're on hold, stay on hold. If you want to call up, call up. I'm going to hammer the phones. We're going to keep dropping, former Knicks. Shout out to my boss, Ryan. Ryan said, can I throw one in? He says, Greg Butler. Google him. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. We'll be right back.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.